Fantasy TV.
The shock, and I mean the utter shock, is that everyone knows God. Everyone. Even atheists know God. Deep down. How do I know this? Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. It's because God says so. Romans 1:21, speaking about the entire human race, says, knowing God, not as God, do they thank or glorify him. But vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart. Vain were they made in their reasonings. People have to be made vain by the introduction of reasonings into the instinctive knowledge, which goes right along with the conscience, that there is a God. And if it weren't for this scripture, Romans 1:21, I couldn't believe this myself. Knowing God. So every single person, no matter how much they might deny it, take the most hardened atheist, they may argue just left, right, top, and center about how they don't believe in God, how it's impossible. There's a God. They know God. Deep down, they know God, but it has been buried, that instinct, like the conscience. Some people's consciences have been, as Paul says it in one place, cauterized, that is burned off. Some people's consciences are compromised, but it is a natural gift given to every human being by God. And again, in Romans 1:18 through 3:21, Paul is bringing every human being to a place where they have no excuse. And he's really bringing the whole human race to a place of helplessness apart from Christ. And then in Romans 3:21, he introduces Christ. But part of this bringing the creation to a knowledge of its own uselessness is this. And this is the accusation against those who claim, well, I never knew Christ. I never heard about Christ. Paul says, well, you knew about God, and in the previous verses, starting with verse 18, Paul talks about the creation, that God's attributes are described from the creation, his nature. His creation screams of his wisdom, of his power, and there is no human being so stupid. I mean, there are human beings that are stupid, and Paul says that in Romans chapter 1, but they're not so stupid as to look at the creation, to consider their own bodies, and to think there is no God. Knowing God. See, it just bowled me over that this is scriptural fact. That every human being knows God. They all know God. But so what happens? Well, the title of this show is Every Single Person Knows God, and here's what Satan does about it. Now, it's the obvious part of knowing God, not as God do they thank or glorify him. The obvious part of that verse is not as God do they thank or glorify them. And also, they are, strangely enough, worshiping the creature rather than the creator. This is epidemic. Mother Nature worshiping the creation and not being able to attribute it to God, attributing it to Mother Nature. That is the biggest dodge, that is the most sickening dodge. No, there's one more dodge more sickening than that, and that is the man upstairs. I prefer Mother Nature to the man upstairs. People who don't acknowledge and glorify or thank God as God, they credit the creation to Mother Nature, and I say with a wink, well, I can't wait to meet this woman. She must be extremely intelligent. And the person knows I'm getting at God. But the person in question here, I'm thinking of a certain person, they just don't want to acknowledge God. But it comforts me to know that the person I'm thinking of knows God. That comforts me. And it's this verse that comforts me, knowing God not as God. So do they thank or glorify him? So they make up all other kinds of things, starting with worshiping the creation itself, and then moving on to attributing the creation to Mother Nature, some indistinct power, in some indistinct intelligence. Some might say that intelligent design is an improvement over out-and-out atheism. It is. But it's still not acknowledging God, the God who revealed himself. It's amazing that the God who created all of this has revealed himself in the scriptures. That's how intelligent. It's a sign of his intelligence that he wants his creatures to know him. And where else do you get this account of the creation except in the scriptures? And a detailed assessment of the human race that no human being would write. People say, Martin, how do you know the Bible's the word of God? Well, because there's no way that human beings would put such a dim light, such a terrible light on the human race as the scriptures do. Oh, no. No. If man had written this book, he would give a far more complimentary, flattering picture of himself than occurs in what we call the sacred scriptures. But it's the very people who claim there is no God, that instinct has been buried by education. Going to be getting to that in a second. But their bodies were knit in the womb. And these very people who are denying him, not glorifying or thanking him as God, their very breath depends on God. 139:13, Psalm 139, starting with verse 13. For you yourself achieved the making of my innermost being. This is not just the physical being, the material that makes up the human body, but the soul, the conscience, which you can't find the conscience with an x-ray. You can't take it out with surgery. No such thing as a conscienceectomy, although people have had their consciences effed up for sure. You yourself achieved the making of my innermost being. You overshadowed me in my mother's belly. I shall acclaim you. This is what they don't do. They don't acclaim God, even though they're looking down at this amazing organism called their body. And if they don't like their body, then at least they look at other bodies. Or they love their dogs, or they love their pets, their parakeet, their fish, or they go to an aquarium and see, or they go to the zoo, see these amazing animals. They know God. They all, from the beginning to the end, from the first to the last, they all know God. I don't know why this is such a comfort to me now. And that this Mother Nature crap is a dodge. They're uncomfortable with the God of Scripture. And Satan has done that. Satan has done that. This person I'm thinking of, I'm going to get back to Psalm 139. They were spoiled on God. They hated God because of their religious upbringing in the Catholic Church. This is an intelligent person I'm thinking of. Very intelligent. And yet has been made stupid because Satan's, and this person would, I'm sure, deny the existence of Satan, and yet it is Satan that has set up the Catholic system and every other denomination of Christianity to drive that beautiful instinct out. No, not to drive it out, to bury it, because it's still there. Because Paul says, knowing, incomplete verb form, ongoing action, knowing God, it's never driven out of any human being. They all know God. It's just incredible. But it's been driven out by religious education, by the whole, every single system of humanity. No one's born an atheist. Who the hell is born an atheist? Nobody. It's ridiculous to even think about it. And that knowing God is closer to the surface at birth, and when a person is young, that knowing God, there's that childlike curiosity. And if you teach a kid at that age about the true God, then it'll stick. Except in my case, my son Paul, I taught him the perfect truth, the truths that we know at the eons, and it didn't stick. So I'm the exception to the rule. Bring up a child in the way he will go, in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. I don't know what happened to that verse, but that didn't work for me. Okay, so I don't. It must be a translation issue. We're going to have to look into that. What the hell? Sorry, that verse ticks me off today. Train up a child in the way he should go, and it's got to be a translation issue. You know, I think I looked this up a while ago. I'm going to bring you this. I'm going to look this up and do a show on this. Train up a child is. I'm probably. You know, because one word can make all the difference. I'm kind of joking here, but not really, but I'm kind of acting like Scripture is not true. Like, I'm the first one that disproves Scripture. So it's got to be something with the translation that I'm not seeing. So I'll do some research on that. But this individual I'm thinking of was just wrecked by the Catholic Church. I hate the Catholic Church for that. And so that instinct was buried. But no child, fresh from the womb, it takes education. No child, let me finish the sentence. No child fresh from the womb and learning to think could even possibly think that there's not a God. Or it's not possible that they could not glorify or thank God as God. Because everybody knows there's a God, even the most hardened adult. For you yourself achieved the making of my innermost being. You overshadowed me in my mother's belly. I shall acclaim you, for you are fearfully distinguished. Marvelous are your works. You have known my soul. See, it's not just the physical constitution, but you have known my soul very thoroughly. My skeleton was not suppressed from you. When I was made in concealment, I was woven together as in the nether parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my embryo and my days, all of them were written upon your scroll. The days they were formed when there was not one of them. This passage is astounding. Every single day of ours and every other single human being on the earth, this could be said of every single human being, their days were known. They were written, no, not just known, no, written upon your scroll. This is the script that I often refer to. God as the ultimate playwright, the ultimate screenwriter, the ultimate novelist, has written this entire drama of the eons ahead of time. All of my days, all of them, the emphasis here, I'm reading from a literal translation, the Concordant Version of the Old Testament, all of my days, all of them, were written upon your scroll. The days they were formed. Like every single thing that would happen in your day was formed. Man, this could be a whole show by itself. I mean, not just known, but formed in God's timeless realm, whatever that is. These things were not only known, but formed when there was not one of them. So not one of them obviously come to pass, and yet they were formed. It's not a roll of the dice on God's part. It's not wishful thinking. God hopes you will become a believer. No, the day you believed was already formed. That day and every single detail of it and every single detail of today and tomorrow was preformed. This should bring us peace, really. We know this. This is the sovereignty of God, but we're looking here at this amazing passage that is the detail. It's unfurling for us the details of it. Psalm 139, in a literal version, it just jumps off the page. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16. And this passage is true of every single atheist, even the most hardened atheist there has ever been. So nobody's born an atheist. What happens? Every single system of humanity is run by the adversary. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He's the god of this eon, small g god. And what happens to that poor little baby? Well, God gave that baby parents with the design in mind that should those parents be believers? Should that reality have been formed before any of their days were, and they were destined before the disruption of the world to become believers, and those parents would impose their beliefs upon their children, and their children would grow up knowing the truth, just like mine. And it's stuck with one of the three. But very soon, parents push their children into the systems of humanity. And every system, some worse than others, I shouldn't paint with a broad brush here because there are some systems that don't infringe upon the instinct, that knowing God. They don't infringe on that, knowing God. Just stay out of the God business. This is why it's very important for church and state to be separate, for religion to stay out of schools. At school, you should just learn about reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's it. Keep God out of all public institutions, because a public institution will F up the truth. It has layers of silt upon the truth of knowing God, until the time comes where knowing God, not as God do they thank or glorify him, because vain were they made in their reasonings. What makes people vain? Vain is emptiness. And the reasonings people have, the thoughts people have about God. Nobody goes to the scripture. Very few. Very few people go to the scriptures to find out about God. Instead, they have reasonings. They think about it. They have their imaginations. But these are vain. They're empty. They're worthless apart from scripture. There is no revelation of God apart from the scriptures. Before scripture was written down, yes, God spoke directly to people. There were prophets. But since the word of God has been complete, Paul says in Colossians 1:25, I complete the word of God since that time. All truth is found in the scriptures as we know them. And it is so rare that anyone seeks a good translation, and then Satan goes to work there too, doesn't he? Mistranslates the very word of God. And then he pushes false teachings through these mistranslations, through the mainstream religious educational systems. Catholic school, Methodist school, Methodist church, kids growing up, God help them. I mean, you're really, in a way, better off in a public school than in a Christian school or a Catholic school. Or any, even though I got a great education from the Catholic school, but I can't endorse a system that worships a false god. And you might say, well, the public school system, they worship a false god too. They worship the god of a philosophy, the god of wisdom, human wisdom, which ties in with human philosophy. Yeah, that's true. I recommend homeschooling your kids. That's the best way to go. That's what we did. We homeschooled our kids until the eighth grade. Then we threw them to the wolves. But at that point, they had a foundation. And so they were fit out. They were suited. They were armed to deal with the crap. It was beyond our capability anyway to educate them past an eighth grade. No, yeah, I graduated from high school, but the only thing I learned in high school was how to type. I don't remember anything else from high school. Satan moves in to bury the instinct of knowing God with the human worldly education of politics, medicine, education, religious education. Oh my God, forget about it. All just like layers of silt on the Titanic. Just buries it, wrecks it, eats at it. But it's still there. That's the thing. I know it's still there. Knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him. Knowing God, that's it. that's not gone. So I guess in a way this video has been kind of depressing, but I'm going to finish by saying that I like this knowing God part. Knowing God. Right now they don't glorify or thank him as God. Yes, right now. Their reasonings have become empty because they were made that way by the systems of humanity that humans are thrown into and humans volunteer for. And darkened is their unintelligent heart, professing themselves to be wise. They learn to call themselves wise. But Paul says, professing themselves to be wise, they are made stupid. They are made stupid because of these thoughts about God. People think they can come up with a cosmology or with a theology apart from the scriptures. They can get it by vain imaginings. They can get it from a dream. They can get it from a bad translation of scripture. And I want to give people credit for going to the scriptures, but if you have a bad translation is worse than no translation at all, because a bad translation will give you the God of eternal torment, and the deck is stacked. This is what I want you to leave you with. The deck is stacked against anyone thanking and glorifying God as God. The deck is so stacked against you. And it requires a miracle to take that knowing God of Romans 1:21 and nurturing it, educating it via correctly translated scripture, so that the person knowing God then glorifies and thanks God as God. Doesn't attribute creation to Mother Nature or the man upstairs or some indistinct power that has no personality, no love, no care for his own creatures. Because the God of Scripture has all of that. We can see it here in Psalm 139. What care it takes to be woven together. It speaks of care. You achieved the making of my innermost being. You overshadowed me. That's protection. In my mother's belly, I shall acclaim you, for you are fearfully distinguished. And I thank God that, boy, he has brought us up in the scriptures. And we are in this unusual position of not only knowing God, but glorifying and thanking him as God. It is so rare. It is a privilege given to few, and I thank God that you and I are on this journey together.